Hi, this is Erica Stetson with US4A Public Affairs. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. I'm sorry for the hold up tonight. Sergeant Carroll
had
someone.
No problem at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have him right here if we'd like to just go ahead and jump in.
That sounds good. Tell me, what time is it there?
It is 6:23
evening?
P.m. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All righty. Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, one sec.
Hello.
Hey there, is this Sergeant Carroll?
Oh, yes, it is.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today. I'm on a recording phone, so if something I say isn't clear, if it kind of cuts in and you need me to repeat it, just let me know. That's no trouble at all.
Okay, no problem.
So you're from Daphne?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. How long have you been in Daphne?
I've been there 39 years.
Oh, wow, okay. And you got a wife there, any kids?
Yes.
Wife and kids?
Yes, I do.
How many kids you got?
I have three.
Three. And what are their ages?
21, 16, and 10.
Oh, boy, I bet they're missing you.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been deployed?
9 months now.
9 months. Okay. So when was it that you were deployed? Just to make sure I get it right.
We actually went on in January.
January. Okay. Is it your first tour, or have you been there multiple times?
No, this is my second.
Second. Okay. Both in Afghanistan?
No, the first was in Iraq.
Okay, first in Iraq. All right. I'm just trying to get these basic questions out of the way real quick. Let's see. Any idea when you are scheduled? Are you scheduled to come home at any point?
It'd be at the end of the year.
End of the year, okay. All righty. Well, now let's get to what we called talk about. I understand you got an award over there.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I did.
So I was looking online, reading up on the September 13th attacks. It seemed like just some serious fighting there. It was in Kabul, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Could you describe or tell me about that day? What you remember from that day?
Oh, it was just, a normal day, and then, you get certain intel, and then you just kind of react to it. Can't really go into specifics on it.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Did the fighting last all day, or how long were you in the middle of the fighting?
It was off and on for, a total of, 20 hours is the time frame.
20 hours, wow. What goes through your mind as a soldier when you're in the middle of fighting like that, when you're under attack?
Just doing your job. Just all the training that we've been through, and you just put all that into play.
I understand. And so how many men and women, how many fellow soldiers were there with you during this attack?
On this compound, it's 1,200 here on the compound. But, not everybody's involved in that.
Gotcha. The 20 hours, so you're awake for 20 solid hours and fighting that entire time, or how does it work?
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much we are. We are 24 hours in a way, and we do 12 on and 12 off. We have shifts like that, but it's during that time, during the time frame like that, yes, all my guys are doing up.
Gotcha. Now, do you lead a certain number of people? Do you have people that are working under you, or how does it work?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the platoon sergeant for a platoon of guys with the 1165th.
And how many guys are there in your platoon?
I have about 39 in my platoon.
Mm-hmm. Any of your guys injured in this?
No, ma'am. It was no one injured.
Gotcha. Can you describe at least the scene of where this took place? I mean, was it inside a city, or what was kind of the environment that this fighting was taking place in?
It was city. We are in the Kabul city.
So it was inside the city on the city streets.
Yes.
Gotcha. I guess could you describe that a little more? Because, you know, most people don't experience what you've gone through and what you continue to go through. Can you describe a little more what is it like? What goes through your mind when you're under fire like that?
Like I said, we're like just making sure, you know, all the guys are, you know, where they need to be at, and we're doing our job of force protection.
Gotcha. The award itself, when what kind of award is it that you were presented with, and what was said when you were presented with that award?
Well, it's just it's the basically like saying it was for like doing my job. It's pretty much, you know, Ritter Wilbur said, you know, just make sure all the troops are where they need to be at, and make sure that, you know, everything was taken care of.
I understand from a press release we got that, it, of course, it happened on September 13th. And so perhaps you guys were anticipating that there might be some attacks or fighting there after the September 11th. Is this something that you were anticipating?
Oh, yeah, just because of the day. We plan for stuff like that because of the, you know, September 11th, and you just assume something around that time frame. And, you know, we're always looking and staying alert. So, and it just being around that day and that time that you would assume something would probably happen or possibly to happen.
That's it. And so what is your, forgive my ignorance on it, because, of course, I've never been there, and I'm trying to picture it myself. What is your role when this is happening? I was watching some video that, that was posted online of some fighting on that same day, and I'm trying to picture exactly what you were doing. Are you returning fire in it? I mean, what do you do during those attacks?
My job is just basically making sure everybody's is where they're supposed to be at and in position. I mainly just take care of their needs on the post and stuff, where they are located in the areas they're in.
That's one of the videos I saw, and I know that this is the same attack you were part of or not, but it kind of looked like, I don't know if the bunkers are right, but makeshift bunkers. It was just kind of made out of steel or supplies. It looked interesting to me. Can you describe, I guess, where you guys are when this fight is happening?
It's nothing like this. It's just a compound. We have, you know, it's just a compound with buildings on it. So we're not in, you know, things like that.
Gotcha. And so on a normal day, when it's not September 13th and when you're not taking that kind of fire, what are you doing there on a normal day?
Just force protection. We just do force protection on the base. Yeah, that was our task.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Anything else you would want to share with us about that day and I guess about the work you're doing over there?
We do patrols and stuff also around the compound itself, and then up in the villages and stuff. We go out and try to do, we do prison patrols also, to just let the people know we're here, to help them and not here to hurt them and stuff. So try to get a working relationship with the local nationals here.
And are you getting good feedback, a good response from them?
Oh, yes, ma'am, we are. I mean, that's actually, you know, the good thing, you know, with the kids, you know, we take them up, soccer balls and different stuff, candy. They like stuff like that. So it's, you know, it makes a good relationship between the soldiers and the people of Afghanistan also.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and taking the time to talk to us this morning. And when you get back home, look us up. We'd love to hear from you when you get back home at WKRG.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
All right, you take care and be safe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.